This is Dana and Jason in the Morning.
Podcast. On demand.
At WBLI.com.
The goal, I'm sure, for everybody like myself and Jason is to look good in a bathing suit or just even feel comfortable being in a bathing suit.
Preach the good news. I've been holding my Speedo for so long.
You've been holding on to it, waiting for your moment. And Jason and I have been on this quest to lose weight ever since I had a baby. Don't ask why he gained more baby weight than I did, but it's true. And we actually have been really successful in this quest to lose weight because of one individual. Her name is Stacey Moutafis. She's a sports nutritionist and personal trainer. Stacey, we wanted to bring you on this morning because if somebody's listening right now and they're just not able to lose, they think they're doing the right thing with eating, with working out occasionally, but they're not losing the weight that they want to, whether it's 5 pounds or whether it's 30 like I lost, 20 like Jason lost.
Boom.
What would you suggest that somebody does to get ready for summer?
Well, the one thing that is definitely the biggest problem with summer is that there's so many parties, barbecues, graduations. Every weekend, you know, it's filled with something to do. And alcohol is definitely playing a role in everyone's weight gain or the lack of weight loss. These sugary drinks, I was at a party yesterday and, you know, there was jugs of sangria. And when I heard the ingredients, I almost died.
You asked for the ingredients, you party foul? That's Stacey.
I had to ask. I'm looking at this drink, this big jug of juice. And I'm saying to myself, oh, Lord, everyone's got like 4 to 5 glasses of this going down.
Yeah.
And it's like 1,000 calories right there in your alcohol.
Oh, I love it.
1,000?
At least 1,000. If you're drinking 5 glasses of this sangria, it had triple sec, it had wine, it had juice. I'm like, geez, Louise.
Well,
and you can't do anything with those calories. They're all empty. They're going to do nothing for you.
Well, they were pretty full in Dana's stomach a couple of nights ago when she had sangria.
Don't be selling me out to Stacey.
I'm just saying.
I saw the pictures, Dana.
Oh, that's right, on Instagram.
I'm on you.
I know. So alcohol is one thing to watch out for at the parties. What else would you say are things that you could easily avoid that can make a big difference?
Don't dump your vegetables in dips.
Let me tell you, Stacey, just so that I can throw someone else under the bus, we were invited to a barbecue, and she asked, oh, what should I definitely have there? Because I know you guys are dieting. And Jason goes, I don't care. Have dips and have them ready. I want a lot of them, too.
I'm from Texas. We love our dips.
Well, the dips are definitely, you know, going to add 200 to 300 calories onto your daily intake. They're just full of mayonnaise and processed garbage, a lot of sugar, a lot of sodium. Definitely stay away from the dip, you know, and the bun. A lot of people do this. You know, they'll go for the hot dog, they'll go for the hamburger, which I'm not promoting the hot dog.
Okay.
But stay away from the bun. Why add the carbohydrates? Why add the sugar? Why add the bread? Why add the extra calories? Just try to stay away from the bun.
Oh, you can't tell a gay man to stay away,
Jason,
away from the bun, sister.
You're so ridiculous.
The buns will affect your buns. Like nobody's business.
Oh, so sad.
Stacey, okay, we're going to take a break really quickly, but coming up next, let's get to the top two things we should avoid if we want a quick and easy way to lose those last couple pounds for the summer bathing suit season. What? We're so happy to have you on this morning. And Stacey's giving us the top 5 items to avoid when we go to summer barbecues, picnics, parties, easy things we can eliminate to lose the weight we want to feel really good in our bathing suits this summer. We did the first 3. If you missed them, you can go to WBLI.com and hear them there. But right now, let's get to the top 2 things we can avoid and then talk about some things that really aren't so bad for us that we don't need to avoid.
So we discussed the alcohol. We discussed the bread buns. We discussed the dips. We also need to watch the salad dressing. Salad dressing is a culprit. It's always on the table next to the salad. Everybody thinks they should pour it on. But it's full of sugar, it's full of sodium. There's no good nutrition involved in salad dressing.
Why are you attacking Hidden Valley?
I am attacking Hidden Valley today.
They did nothing to you.
Okay, but is there a replacement for the dressing? Because no one likes dry lettuce.
I do now.
I do. I love dry lettuce.
I've been eating dry lettuce.
Definitely the olive oil and vinegar, the old school, old fashioned type of dressing is the way to go. It's good fat, it's low sugar, no carbohydrates. But any plain vinegar is great too. They have a great rice vinegar out there now. Balsamic vinegar, just a little drizzle. Perfect.
Okay, so you've gone through alcohol, dips, any sort of bun that would go with a burger or hot dog. You're also talking about avoiding salad dressings. What's the number one thing we could definitely avoid that'll make a difference this summer?
The dessert table. There's going to be dessert at a barbecue. You know, some people like to bring those fancy cupcakes that are decorated for the 4th of July or graduation. If there's a fruit salad on the table, that's definitely the way to go. The natural sugar is definitely way better than the processed sugar.
Okay, those are some helpful tips of things to stay away from, but what are some things that we may think are bad and we may stay away from, but really they're not that bad for us and we could kind of enjoy?
Mustard, ketchup, things like that. They get a bad rap, and they shouldn't get a bad rap. They're not like salad dressing. They're not like the dips on the table. Ketchup is, you know, iffy sometimes. It does carry some sugar, but you have to basically glob it on in order to get an extra 65 calories.
Oops.
The other condiments aren't so bad. The relish and the sauerkraut that you're going to find on the table. You definitely use those and not break the bank in calories.
And mayo?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say that too.
I always tell people, if you're going to get to the barbecue, definitely pick and choose what you're going to do. So some people like to drink their calories. Some people like to wait for the dessert to come out. So definitely don't have everything.
Okay, perfect. I'll just drink my dinner.
That's not healthy. We know that's not what I really want you to do.
She's our personal trainer and nutritionist, Stacey Moutafis from smfitness.com, with a new book coming out shortly that we'll be talking about with her very soon. We appreciate you coming on with us this morning.
Thank you. And it's been such a pleasure working with you and Jason, really.
Well, I apologize for all my nudes I send you.
You do send
no
nudes.
No way. I love them.
Boom. Someone needs to.
They make my day.
My fiance doesn't like them.
I get to see my muscles that I make on
here. Yeah. Preach the good news, sister.
I know. Did everyone see Dana in her white pants at Summer Jam?
Everyone saw it.
You look super hot.
I was so excited I fit into them. It wasn't easy, but they still got on.
Thanks, Stacey. I liked my green pants, but no one commented on that.
I did. I said you look handsome. You look so handsome.
Stacey.
Dana's white pants, I mean, definitely stole the show, Jason. I'm sorry.
I'm over them.
We really appreciate you coming on and helping our listeners out this morning.
Absolutely. Anytime.
Dana and Jason in the morning. Catch more weekday mornings on 106.1 BLI.
And anytime on demand at WBLI.com.